Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey guys, before this show starts, just want to let you know that over on Red Men Plus, our subscription service, we've got tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form as well. You love podcasts, we love making podcasts. Go and check it all out. That's redmenplus.com. Sign up for as little as £5 a month. You will not regret it. Now, enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Red Men TV live on YouTube. If you're in the comments, make sure you interact with me using those. If you're over on Twitter and you want to come interact with the show, head over to YouTube right now and join us as we try to decipher what Jurgen Klopp is going to do for the starting 11 against Tottenham Hotspur at the Tottenham Hotspur Toilet Stadium on Sunday. What we're going to do first is we're going to go through the lads who we definitely know won't be available. Some of the obvious usual suspects are in there. One or two we think might be available for this one, and a couple of suspect ones. And then we're going to start to kind of whittle it down to what we think the 11 is going to be. And I'm going to need your help as much as possible for this, because Liverpool have played three different formations in the last four games. They've lost games they should have won. They've won games they maybe should have lost. They've been all over the place so far this season. So what do we think they're going to go with? So first and foremost, what I want to know from yous, are we going to persist with going back to 4-3-3? That is a really, really big question. We've seen 4-2-4, we've seen 4-4-2, and we've seen a 4-4-2 diamond as well. If it was up to you, ideally, which formation would you use? Right, sounds. Okay, so let's just go through it then. In terms of the goalies, we've got a clean bill of health for all three goalkeepers. In terms of the right backs, we know that Calvin Ramsey is available. Saw a very brief cameo from him against Napoli, which means he is in contention for this one. I can't see that he's going to start this one. Derby looks very much like his first start on the horizon in midweek next week. In terms of the left backs, Robertson and Tsimikas, both fit, both available. In the centre-back area, Van Dijk should be sound. Joe Gomez, having been dropped for the midweek for Ibu Konate, means that we've got both of those as a potential partnership option for Virgil. And Joel Matip is the first of our lads who looks unlikely to be available for this one. If you've got Konate and you've got Gomez in particular, there is no need to mess around and rush Joel Matip. But either way, I think it's a little bit too soon for him. So we're going to take Joel out of contention. Someone's going to have to pick that up at some point. It won't be me. Nat Phillips will also be, therefore, in and around contention if he needs to be. But this might be the first game that we've seen in a while where he isn't on the substitutes bench if we've got a centre-back in cover there. Right, moving on to the midfield. Jordan Henderson missed the midweek. Neil Jones has just done Journo Insight on Red Men Plus with Stee. He seems to think Henderson will be available for this one, so we're going to keep him in place for the moment. Thiago sound, Fabinho sound, Oxlade-Chamberlain once again remains an option. Keita is getting closer and closer, so we know that he's technically in training. How close he'll be for this game, we don't know, but we'll leave him there for now. Badžetić, yes, saw a little bit of him again in European action. Curtis Jones, yes. James Milner, concussion apparently, seems unlikely that he will be available for this game, as Liverpool again take care of the players that they have. And then in the attacking areas, Carvalho fine, Firmino fine, Elliot fine, Nunes fine. As we know, Artur Melo is out still, and then the same goes of course for Luis Diaz and Diogo Jota. All three of those we of course won't be seeing until after the World Cup at the very, very earliest. We've had some comments come in already. Matt Buxton has said he wants to see us play 4-3-3. Ruben says, start Ox for me. I'd love to start Ox for you. I wouldn't. I wouldn't even do it for you, to be perfectly honest. Malik says, does Kate have a lifetime injury, apparently so. And Jevan saying 4-3-3. Klopp clearly knows the most about it. It was good to see a trial, though. Go back, in my opinion. Yeah, that's my kind of take on that, is I don't think there's an ideal solution. We've got slight deficiencies, mainly now in attack. So there's the best, in inverted commas, front three you can put out. Actually, the guys who are the far right of the board, Matt, at the moment, it's Salah, Firmino and Nunes. You could put Nunes from the left-hand side, put Firmino through the middle, and obviously keep Salah on the right. But then what you're then left with on the bench is you substitute options for the attacking positions. Okay, it's Jones, Harvey Elliott, Fabio Carvalho, and Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. All sound players. But you've not got any goals on the bench there. So what it means is, and as we saw in midweek, we saw Curtis Jones start on the left, Firmino through the middle, and Nunes becomes the impact sub. That's what I feel like we might be leaning towards again. But this is the thing, if you go 4-2-4, we just don't have the bodies to really play that, because it means you're playing probably more like two from Carvalho, Jones and Elliott. And again, that makes you more 4-4-2-ish, because I think it's the clinicality of them in the attacking positions, how predatory goal scorers they are, is what helps to make it from 4-4-2 into 4-2-4. So yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying. With 4-3-3, at least, and as mentioned in the comment there, it's a system that Liverpool understand, that they've trained into the nth degree. They've reached the pinnacle of football playing in that. So you might not have the perfect 11 to play it, but you don't have a perfect 11 almost to play any. You've got a perfect 11 to play the 4-4-2 diamond, but it's a formation that is quite often torn apart with a little bit of preparation time. Eunice saying, get Ben Dokin. I think it's probably a bit soon for him, to be honest. Again, I would like to see him rewarded with at least a place on the bench against Derby County, if not more. Brendan says, hey, Paul, and everyone else. Hope everyone's okay. I'm doing okay, mate. I hope you're doing okay as well. How is everyone doing? You all fine on this dreary Thursday afternoon as we head fast barreling towards the festive period? Have you got your fireworks all sorted for the weekend? I haven't. No idea. I'm going to keep my kids happy without sorting that. Right. Sad. Yeah. Okay, let's start to work it through. We'll go through the goalies first and foremost. I think, as we kind of know at this point, you only tend to get both goalies involved when it's a European tie, because why not? You're taking them, you might as well reward one with a space on the bench. So I'm going to put Keller there in contention for the bench a little bit later on. I don't think that Calvin Ramsey is going to start this game, but it might be interesting if this is his first opportunity at some Premier League minutes later on, perhaps. It's Tottenham Hotspur, it's a big game, I think, with Prime Robertson. Tsimikas put a brilliant shift in against Napoli, so he'd have every right to be involved in this, but at the minute now, Robertson's still our main man. Nat Phillips, I don't think, again, is likely to be even remotely in contention for this one. There's a chance he doesn't even make the bench this time around, so we'll take him out. I don't think we're going to see a start for Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. I don't think we're going to see a start for Stefan Bajicic or for Nabius Keïta. So I'm going to take him out. And I think everyone that we're left with here, I think we can have a conversation around. So obviously the goalie picks himself. We've got Robertson, Van Dijk, Gomez, Canate, Trent, Henderson, Thiago, Fabinho, Curtis, Fabio Carvalho, Harvey Elliott, Bobby Firmino, Darwin Nunes and Mohamed Salah. Do you agree with the players that I've put more into bench contention? I've taken them out of starting 11 contention. Is there anyone in there that you feel I should be putting back onto the main board for this? Let me know in the comments. I am going to be picking the team, and I'm going to need your help. I'm going to start with the questions. I want to know Canate or Gomez, and I want to know who your midfield threes are. I'm going to take a very, very short break, because we've got a massive announcement. We have got a live show coming up. You can come and hang out with us and have a bevy with us and a sing and a dance with us in the flesh. Not this weekend coming, but the weekend after. Yeah, details on how you get tickets for that are coming right up now.
Hello to all you wonderful podcast listeners. Sorry to interrupt what I'm sure is an absolutely spellbinding show. We would strongly appreciate it if you guys would consider joining us on RevMen Plus. If you like the podcast that you get for free in your podcasting app, then you can get more on RevMen Plus. Podcast, interviews, documentaries, and a whole host more as well. And if you're on Spotify, you can also subscribe straight in the Spotify app for RevMen Plus podcasts. But if you want the full hit, head over to redmenplus.com and join us on another magical season.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yep, it's as simple as that. If you want to come and hang out with us the weekend after next for our subscriber social, join redmenplus.com. You get free tickets to the event, but also you get tons of extra content. And we're going to make sure with the World Cup coming, we keep you guys basically in the loop of everything that's happened in and around the city of Liverpool, Liverpool Football Club, and stave off those, what can we say, sort of withdrawal symptoms that we're all going to be facing. I know there's going to be loads of football, but it's not going to be Liverpool. And if you're as obsessed with Liverpool as I am and you need more Liverpool in your life, we're going to have you covered. But we're going to kick things off with a huge party a week on Sunday in town. So yeah, get yourself up, get your lift booked, get your coach booked, get your, you know, get your auntie's couch, spare couch booked, so you can have a little kip there afterwards. But yeah, come party with me, Christy, and all that good stuff. If you just join up to redmenplus.com, an email is going to be sent to you welcoming you, and the code to go and get the tickets will drop straight in your inbox straight after that as well. So yes, very good indeed. Right, okay, so the first question I asked was, who is going to be starting at centre-half? And it was immediately complicated because we had a really good message in here. From Brad Carmody, and he says, can we see Gomez at right back for more defensive cover and bring Trent on second half when they're a bit more knackered? And now I don't think that we'll do that, but it's not outside the realms of possibility. We have seen Gomez do that. Having Konate back does free up Gomez to be once again used in rotation for the right back slot. So that is a possibility. I would flip that on the head, to be perfectly honest, and say we've seen Trent, we're trying to be careful with Trent, we're trying not to overwear him. I think he's played the third most minutes of anyone in the Liverpool squad so far this season, behind Alisson and the ever-present Virgil van Dijk. So it might actually be the other way around. So we start Trent, and then what you've then got the option is of actually game state dependent. Listen, if it's narrow and it's tight, I don't know why narrow is an important issue there. Maybe I'm thinking of something else. If it was tight, 1-0, 2-1, whatever, close, and you're looking to see the game out, then what do? You take Trent off and you bring Gomez in at right back. If the game is done and dusted by some magical world where we're comfortably 3 goals up with 10 minutes to go, that's maybe when you bring Calvin Ramsey on for Trent. But either way, there's a chance there that you can keep some minutes in Trent's hole, bring some minutes back into Trent's legs. I've seen a couple of comments as well on this saying that they believe, I mean, Ibu 100% says Cesar and May there. Matt Blakely is one of our members here on YouTube, just says, Ibu! Amin AR says Konate should start with Van Dijk. I think that's really, I think I'm getting the general sense of this, and I kind of agree, to be perfectly honest. There was a comment here, and I forgot who said this. Kim C, Konate with Virg, he's just better right now. Yeah, and look, particularly when you've got Harry Kane in there. Now, we do know that Son's going to be missing for this one. He's fractured his eye socket, so he's certainly out for this, and there's a good chance he misses the World Cup as well. But I agree on the Konate thing. I really like Joe Gomez, and when he's good, he's very, very, very good. But when he just slips a little bit psychologically, he really seems to be fighting an uphill battle against himself. We haven't seen that. Konate's still raw. And look, Joe Gomez has got loads more senior experience than him, particularly in this team. But I agree. I think Van Dijk, Konate right now is our first choice centre-back pairing. And Joel Matip will have something to say about that when he returns from injury, of course. But when you're building towards the next, Konate needs to play football now. He needs to really establish himself in that side. So I would agree with that. I mean, look, I've set Andy Robertson at left-back. If anyone feels that Tsimikas has earned his place to start, please let me know in the comments underneath on that one. So I'm going to go, I'm settled on that back five, including the goalie. I think Robertson left-back, Van Dijk, Konate, Trent makes perfect sense to me, and we'll put Gomez down there. In terms of the midfield, I had some interesting shouts for this one, to be honest, which I think it kind of shows. In fact, Mwasa Mundea, who's another one of our YouTube members, saying, I want to see Nat Phillips. Oh, have to fall over. There he is. And you're done. Right, midfield three then. So what we saw in midweek, we saw Fabinho in the six, we saw Thiago in there, and we saw Harvey Elliott from the right-hand side of the three. I can't see anywhere where Thiago doesn't start. If Jordan Henderson's back fit, there's every chance that he comes in. Now, it could just be as simple as, it's a big game, it's a must-win game. Go with your tried and tested. Fabinho in the six, Thiago and Henderson either side in the eight. Which would be a little... Sorry, it wasn't Harvey Elliott, was it? I'll tell a lie, he came on later on. It was Curtis Jones. He might revert to type on that. Does Fabinho need a little bit of protecting here? We have seen Fabinho and Henderson largely in rotation so far this season, because again, you've got to protect them and their amount of minutes. And let also, in addition to this, Fabinho's just been a bit crap. He's just not been at his level, and I don't quite know what the answer is. You know, for example, someone like Virgil, we've just played him into form, but people like Trent and Fabinho, I think, have really been struggling to consistently get to their top level so far this season. They've had a little bit of time out the side, probably not enough, but you've also not got a ton of choice to be able to do that. If Naby Keita was fully in contention, you've maybe got a really senior midfield that you could have put out with Henderson in the six, and then Thiago and Keita either side, and then you've got senior footballers in there who, you know, got a lot more experience and grit to them. I honestly don't know on this one. I wouldn't be against Jordan Henderson potentially starting in the six, and go back to Harvey in midfield. I thought he was brilliant when he came on for James Milner. James Milner, who started in that position. Jesus Christ, it happened like 2 days ago. What is wrong with my brain? Curtis Jones, of course, started on the left of the front three. It's like I make it up as I go along. So yeah, I wouldn't be against going back to that midfield, to go to that midfield three, Jordan in the six. And again, with the safety net of knowing you can bring Fabinho in if you want to solidify things, at least on paper. Let me go through some of the comments. Simon Cook, just going back to the Tsimikas, thinks there's no complaints on Simi, gives us all. I really enjoyed his performance against Napoli. That was his most combative performance in a red shirt as well. Thank you. Kim Seath says, thanks for the shout out, Paul. Loving the show. Thank you so much. It is me, but basically, this is Chris Pajak's show. I'm just keeping it warm for them. Quantum Geeks is obsessed with playing Trent out of form. We'd rather see Ramsey get a chance to compete. Yeah, and look, that's the end game, isn't it? You want it to be Trent and Ramsey to be in a similar situation to Robertson and Tsimikas, but he's not had a pre-season. He's hardly trained. He's only just starting to get his first little taste of minutes. To throw Calvin Ramsey in away at Spurs feels like, I mean, like, don't get me wrong, trial by fire, big opportunity to prove himself. I'm not sure that's what I would be going for anyway, to be perfectly honest. But yeah, let's see then. 5-4-1, says Charles Reynolds, with Salah and Firmino. making up a three up top with possession. Wild. Absolutely wild. Brad Carmody, Harvey had a really solid game against City, probably Grafton, so maybe he gets extra fire for the big games. It's interesting. LFC Diaz, 23, says it'd be 4-4-2. Agree with the back line, then Carvalho, Elliott, Thiago, Henderson, Nunes and Salah. Okay. Kim C saying definitely Thiago when he's fit. He's awesome. Yeah. Moose World wants to see Keita.
There he is.
Yeah, that's enough of that. Right, okay, sound. Okay, that's a tough one, isn't it? We're going to rotate heavily for Derby, so I don't think it matters too much. It's a reasonable break from Tuesday to Sunday as well, so a lot of lads can be asked to go again, so maybe that's the thing, is go solid. Oh, no, I'm not 100% on this one, but Fabinho, Thiago, Henderson. Okay, let's go with that for the moment. Right, okay, let's move on to the front three. And I can't see how, like, Mohamed Salah's going to start, right? He's going to start on the right-hand side. I can't see how, having kept Nunes back in midweek, how he doesn't start, and then maybe that says Firmino comes onto the bench again. Big question then, Curtis Jones. I was really impressed with his performance, mainly because We've not seen him play on the left of a front three in a very long time. It's where he started his career, in his very early performance against MK Dons in the League Cup, you know, all them years ago, which is mad because he's only 21 and it feels like a lifetime ago. But, you know, he had some good games in there. It's where he was playing for the under-23s and what have you for a while. I don't think he's necessarily got the pure killer instincts to make him a heavy goal scorer in the front three, which, in the wider scheme of things, Liverpool are going to need. You need to be a 15-goal-a-season forward to play in that 4-3-3 for Liverpool on the left or in any of the front three positions. But right now, of the options, you're looking at Nunes out there, which I don't think is the worst idea. By the way, let me just quickly look at that. So Nunes from the left, Firmino in the middle, and Salah from the right. Now, as I kind of touched upon earlier, my only problem with that is if it's a 95-minute game of football and Liverpool have really been struggling with energy levels and intensity, and if you've got Salah, Firmino and Nunes there at 60 minutes or 65 or 70 or 75, if you need to really push and get one more, these lads are all knackered. And then your options there for changing the game, you go the more Hail Mary-ish. It's why I actually quite enjoy Nunes off the bench at the moment. And I know lots of people are clamouring, he's got to start every game because he's, you know, he's an agent of chaos. And I agree, he's so fascinating to watch. He's been a bundle of energy. He's been a real joy when he's been on the pitch for us. But I'm not against the idea of him not starting football matches, because look at the impact he can have in the final 20 minutes of a football match. He comes on with all that madness and verve and pace and attacking attempts and menace and really shakes the life out of other footballers. I don't think we'll do that. I do think we'll start Nunes, and I do think Firmino will sit it out, because again, he's another one. He's no spring chicken. We need to be careful with him. And then the question becomes Carvalho, Jones, Elliott, or even someone like Oxlade-Chamberlain from the left. I think Curtis Jones did enough in the midweek to say, have another go. He does get subbed off as well, so he should be fresh. He should be match fit by now because of his appearances, dear me, in the last couple of weeks. So I think that, and then that leaves you with some interesting options off the bench, which I will go through momentarily. Let's see what else we got here. Daniel Watson just saying, for the chat, I think Jota will be our saviour this season when he's back, same with Diaz. Yeah, I mean, talk about if Liverpool can somehow manage to win the next three games, which is a huge ask given our form this season, it'll still look a bit crap when you look at the league and what have you. But if you can get to through the World Cup and hopefully get into January when those lads are fingers crossed Diaz and Jota are back as soon as possible, they come in like reinforcements, and then all of a sudden you've got just that wealth of attacking options. And hopefully these lads have been through the closest thing to a pre-season, particularly the ones who maybe missed a bit of it, and they can really kick on from there. But no, I think it's an interesting point. John Cahill says start Salah, Nunes, Bobby against Spurs, force them to unpark the bus early. I mean, that sound, And I do tend to agree when you're playing against deep defensive lines, you're going to pack the box, that you want to try and break that early because it breaks the cycle of the match. But because of that, and they're a very good side with a very good manager and all that kind of stuff, and they're at home, that's why I do think having something in reserve, having something brilliant, so that when you've defended for your life for 75 minutes, say, and you're starting to hurt and you're starting to get tired, and then if you've got Firmino, Nunes and Salah on, and you're forced to take one off and you're bringing on one of the aforementioned lads, I think that only galvanises you. Whereas if you can keep Nunes or Firmino in reserve, you're going, oh God, we're really going to have to find new levels. We know this is going to be a continued fight for the final minutes of the game. So that would be my thinking again, just to kind of reiterate the point. Although, sure. Sypho, another member here on YouTube, says, no way care to start the game, rather put Nunes on the left. Yeah, look, I guess I say it's very much an option. And look, we might be trying to win this game in 60 minutes rather than trying to win it over 95. But I do think we've been a bit foolish in how we've played a lot this season in trying to get games won early. I'm all for Liverpool trying to win games in the final 15 minutes. That was one of the foundations for our success that led us to 97 points in the Champions League and led us to a title, a 99-point title the season after. So there's that. Right, let me just quickly visit the bench. So, Kevin Keller is going to be the goalie. Kostas Tsimikas, I think, is certain to be on there. I believe that, yeah, Joe Gomez is an absolute certain to be on there as well. I think Calvin Ramsey will be there, even though that does mean we've now got a lot. We've got effectively two right-backs on the bench, which we don't often do. I think, let me see what else we got. I think Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain will be in there. That's 5, 6, Bobby Firmino, 7, Fabio Carvalho, 8, Harvey Elliott, and then one more, Bajetic, Keita, Phillips. I think I would like to see Stefan Bajetic on there. And particularly if we're starting Fabinho, Henderson, Thiago as our three, because again, just having someone, he's very young, and I wouldn't necessarily like to test him. Tyler Morton was okay when we tested him in this game, but obviously we don't win at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium last season, largely due to Alisson Becker chucking one in, which didn't help our cause in any case. But I like him getting closer and closer to the first team because we do need someone else who can play that six. And particularly with Milner out, having a little bit of surety, having another good, solid lad, centre midfielder on the bench is potentially a very, very good thing. So it means that Keita, I don't know how close he is. If Keita's fit, by the way, I would have him on the bench all day long. And again, no disrespect to Nat Phillips, it's not at all. It's just that I don't feel like we need Nat Phillips on this bench. Touch wood and all that shit. Right, let me know what you think of that 11. So, Alisson in goal, left-back Robertson, centre-back Payne, Van Dijk and Konate, Trent at right-back, a midfield three of Fabinho, Thiago, Henderson, and a front three of Curtis Jones, Darwin Nunes and Mohamed Salah, leaving us a substitute bench of Kelleher, Tsimikas, Gomez, Ramsey, Firmino, Chamberlain, Elliot, Carvalho, Bacetic. Whew, yes. Ryan Edwards saying I put Carvalho instead of Jones. Amin says Elliot, Fabinho, Thiago. Interesting stuff. KF saying Salah in the middle, surely. I mean, it's not surely, is it? I mean, that therein lies the issue, albeit, you know, it could be, you know, if we were to do the split striker midfield, I mean, if we did the midfield diamond thing, there's a potential where you put Salah centre forward, you put Bobby in behind him, and then you put Harvey Elliott on the right hand side. But no, I feel like we'll go back to 4-3-3 because my honest assessment of it was, just judging, reading between the lines of what some of the things Jürgen said in press conferences, he moved away from 4-3-3 because we had no midfielders. Well, now we've got loads of midfielders. There's pretty much no one we don't have anymore, with the exception of Artemelo. So Fabinho, Thiago, Hendo can all do it. You've then got Chamberlain, Elliott, Carvalho, and Kate is on his way back as well, and Jones, who's playing currently left on my side. So I think that's why we'll see 4-3-3 come back. We'll go with more of the tried and tested just to get us over the line. And again, because we don't have the volume of attacking players, we need to protect Nunes, Salah and Firmino for this next week and a half, because they're the lads likely to score a goal. So I can get behind, just to backtrack, on having our all of our goal scorers on the pitch, but you've got five subs there. It's a long game. You want to be able to surprise your opponents in different ways throughout that, particularly low block sides, particularly sides who are going to like you're going to try and stifle the game, having new and exciting things. And again, the more I say it, the more I keep coming back to, maybe we just don't start Nunes. Maybe we do start Firmino. Firmino's playing a lot of footy. I'm torn. It's going to really annoy me if I set this. You know, we're going to come to the watch along on Sunday, and Nunes is going to be in there, and everyone, and then Gage is going to go, "Ah, you got the team wrong," and I'm going to go, "No, but really, I did think it was going to be Firmino over Nunes." Oh, come on! I'm going to have the courage of my convictions, and it's probably not what people are going to want to hear, but I have talked myself into that. I'm going with the same forward three as Napoli, because there's enough of a gap for them to have had a bit of rest and a bit of training, and I just like Darwin Nunes, the agent of chaos off the bench. That is the only reason why, not because I've got any other feelings about his opinion, about his ability or whatever. What do you think? So yeah. Okay. That's what I've got to stick eventually. Yes. Liverbird says Klopp will want them to go again, rest up versus Derby. Exactly. And that's a thing where you can't ask the same team. Spurs are going to probably ask largely the same team to go again. But they've been through such harder exertions. You know, they had to fight until the last minute of that Marseille game. They've also picked up the injury to Son. Richarlison's a doubt. There's a couple of other injury doubts that they've got as well. So I think we often see that when Klopp, when he goes up against a good side that's also played in Europe, there's like a tacit agreement that, you know, we're going to play two strong sides, and it's then how can you impact it from the bench? And again, that goes back to my Darwin Nunes point. Liverpool's biggest haymaker that we've got to change that game, to inject energy, actually having Nunes and Harvey Elliott on the bench, and potentially someone like Ramsey, if you just want to give him a bit of a free attack and run down that right-hand side to, you know, to liven up if you want to swap him out for Trent. Carvalho, yeah, I think that, yeah, I'm done. This is the path to madness. If you agree with my team, drop a like on the video. If you disagree with my team, drop a like on the video, because you're a good person, right? Right. Subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. We've just done the draw for the 500,000 subscriber prize, which is a signed Ibu Konate shirt. Check out our YouTube shorts today. That should be going up on there. And don't forget that live event. If you want to come and, because look, whether we are partying because the footy's gone, whether we are drowning our sorrows because the footy's gone, we're just going to go. We're going to have a big old sing-song with the Ragamuffins. We're going to have a few bevies. Chris Pajak is going to be dancing on the bar. It's as simple as that. It's Coyote Ugly. If you've seen Coyote Ugly, it's that, only it's Chris Pajak. Yeah, we're in Liverpool next Sunday. So yeah, join redmenplus.com. You'll be automatically emailed your code to go and unlock your free tickets to that event. The only way you can get in that event is to be a Redmen Plus subscriber. So do get involved. And honestly, when you think about it, it's like £5 a month to join as a club captain. We'd normally charge like £20 a ticket for our live event. So you've made basically just by signing up for that, and you're getting two of them tickets as well. So yeah, get on that, little insider knowledge. Anyway, I think that's the team that can do Tottenham. What do you think? Let me know in the comments below. And anyway, have a boss weekend, and we'll see you, me and Chris, for the watch along this Sunday.
Hey guys, we'll get to the show in a minute. Just wanted to give you a heads up on Red Men Plus, our subscription service. It's like Netflix for Reds. If you sign up there, you'll get even more Liverpool content, bonus features, documentaries, interviews, and tons more available both in video and podcast form. So yeah, redmenplus.com. Check it out. I hope you enjoy this show.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.